Amen. You know, James says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we're speaking the word to increase our faith. Amen. Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. Faith being the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. And it's kind of interesting, after Jesus went to the cross and died on the cross, and after he was risen from the dead, we find that he's in verse number 19 is where I want to start today in our text today. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, okay, we celebrate, we're here today on Resurrection Day. We celebrate the first day of the week, amen, being for the resurrection, okay? Saturday's the Sabbath. We recognize Sunday as the church as Resurrection Day, and that's the day we're celebrating here. But it's kind of interesting. The Word of God says, in the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut. In other words, understand that there's something miraculous that's just about to take place. The doors are shut. Jesus has died and was in the grave for 3 days, and he arose triumphantly. Amen. And all of a sudden, now they're in a room and the door is shut. And all of a sudden, a door was shut where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, because the Jews had just put Jesus to death. Came Jesus and stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. Amen. I think it's interesting that the Apostle Paul says, you know, it was like what happens to you and I. This corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Then its death is defeated, okay? Death has lost its sting, and the grave has lost its victory, you know? But Jesus, he's all of a sudden, he's appeared to them. And then he says in verse 20, and this is where I want to focus today, our attention. This is a 2020 vision is the title, and I'm using John 20:20. Okay, for the message. He says, and when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. You know, we find that Thomas later appears, and the disciples told him, hey, you just missed Jesus. Jesus was here. And Thomas said, unless I see the nail prints in his hands and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. Then the word of God says, and 8 days later, Jesus appeared again. And he said, Thomas, my hands and my side. He said, oh, Lord, my God. And Jesus said, Thomas, you have seen and believed, but blessed are those that have not seen and have yet still believe. Okay? So today, we're going to look at 2020 vision. We're going to look at the proof, the person, and the pleasure. The proof, the person, and the pleasure. Can we lift the word together and get an agreement together here today? Will you repeat after me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says that I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. Now I pray, Father God, that Carl, the person Carl, gets out of the way, and that it be open for you to speak through me to the people today, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and done, you will receive all the glory and all the honor and all the praise For we ask these things in Jesus' matchless name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. So first we're going to look at the proof. And if you look with me in Acts chapter 1. Verse number 3. The word of God says this. To whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of those things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Amen. So here's Jesus. He hasn't ascended to heaven yet. He's been resurrected from the dead. He's miraculously risen. Amen. And he's still preaching the kingdom of God. He is still encouraging his disciples. He is still encouraging the people. How many know that God gives us the Spirit of God to help encourage us? How many know that we go through discouragements in life? How many know that we face things and we got a comforter, we got a helper, we got an advocate that the Lord has given us to help you and I through every last thing that we go through? And Jesus knew his disciples. He knew them inside and out. He knew exactly what they needed. Nothing took him by surprise. Remember, he was God that became flesh. So the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we're talking about the proof. Verse number 4. Now, if we truly believe that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works, that God put enough in here, he gave us everything we needed. Amen. And we're witnessing in the writing because it's written, it's the truth. And Jesus said, you and I shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make us free. So as we're seeing and we're reading of the account of others, it's to increase our faith also. I don't know about you, but even when my wife was sharing this story of my grandchildren and my daughter and her husband, it increased my faith of the goodness and the blessing of God. Amen? So when we see things taking place and we see God manifest himself and do things amongst us, he is a good, good God. Amen? He is good. Amen? And he says to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he says, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The Scriptures said it was going to happen, and guess what? It happened. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, and after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep or have died. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. You know, The Apostle Paul was one of the Jews that was persecuting Jesus, but he had a road to Damascus experience. And you may have rebelled against God sometime in your life, but I pray that each and every one of us have a road of Damascus experience that we encounter the resurrected Lord. And when I was thinking about that and I was looking at that, Jesus took me, or God took me, or the Holy Spirit took me, they're all three or one. So I guess when the Holy Spirit takes me, God takes me, and Jesus takes me too. Amen? To John chapter 6. And he reminds me. In verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. That word quickeneth comes from the Greek word zoupoio, and it means to make alive. Amen? So the word is sent to you and I to stir us, to make us alive. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, They are spirit and they are life. Amen? Amen. So by the help of the Holy Spirit, which was given to each and every one of us as children of God, even though we may not have witnessed the nail prints in his hand and the sword in this, this gouge in his side, we believe according to God's word. Amen? So, if I believe for the good, I got to believe also in the bad when he shows me that in this life you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Amen? He doesn't say that we will not go through things in this life. Amen? But I'm so grateful that we don't go through them alone. Amen? Not only did God give us the Spirit of God, but he gave us each other, and we need one another. God never gave anybody everything. He gave everybody something, and we all need each other. Guess what? You have something I need. I have something you need. Amen? That's what brings us together. That's what makes the body of Christ operate and move. That God didn't give it to just anyone. He gave it to everyone so that we would come together in unity. So that we come together and flow together in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen? So no matter where you're from, no matter what your background is, we are all connected in Christ Jesus. Now, we all have different flavors. We all have different personalities. Amen? I don't know why the Holy Spirit's going here, but I guess he wants to talk to somebody here today. God knows what he's doing. Amen? But he is saying to you and I, he has given us infallible proof. Amen? You know the infallible proof he gave you? He gave you the Holy Ghost. He gave you the Spirit of God in you. And God wants you to recognize greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. And every time you're facing something in this world, God wants you to recognize who you are in him. Amen? That you and I are more than a conquerors through Christ Jesus. I can't do it on my own. I need his help. Amen? I don't know how many times during the day I might have to just cry out to him. Amen? Amen? He didn't say that those things that we would go through in life would be easy, but he said he would be with us, that he would never leave us nor forsake us, that he would be just as close as the call of his name. So the proof that we have is in the one that's in us. So secondly, he said we're going to look at the person himself. The person himself, the person is Jesus. And Philippians chapter 2, are you with me? Are we with me? Jesus. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Philippi, he says here in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things of earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You know, I don't know about you, but I got a lot of names that comes against me. Amen? Amen. And every one of those names that comes against me and comes against you must bow to the name of Jesus. Amen? When Jesus defeated the grave, when Jesus said on the cross it was finished, he was just getting ready to step down to Hades and kick some butt. There's some kids in here, so I'll just leave that other word out. Amen. They might use it in the wrong context. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I serve God. I serve a God. Sometimes when we look at that as a king, he humbled himself and became a servant. Sometimes we don't understand that. But God says to you and I, it says, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life I now live, I live according to Christ, or the Spirit that now lives in me. That God wants you and I to have the same mentality. Let's not be high-minded. Let's submit ourselves. Let's be humble. Or humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he'll exalt you and I in due season. Amen? Amen? Having a humble spirit, that's what Jesus did. Jesus came to serve, and we're following that person, you know? Jesus said, come follow me, and I'll make you to become fishers of men. So as we're following Jesus, he's given us the example. The Apostle Paul would write to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. He says this. He says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Amen. 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 When I look at that, I'm serving the resurrected Lord. Amen. We're not serving a dead God. There's only one living God. It's the God we serve. All other little g's are dead gods. They're worshiping something made by man. It has no life and can't give no life. Amen. We're worshiping the only living God. Because he lives, you and I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. Life is worth the living because he lives. Amen. And you know, because he lives, you and I live, and the life of God is in you and I. Amen. I'm grateful for the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Are you with me? The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, you know, the Word of God says this again. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It doesn't say faith comes by hearing and hearing by Carl Sly. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And you may not understand it completely, but every time the word is spoken, it increases faith. There's a measure of faith that comes inside of us. Every time we read it, every time we hear it, every time we speak it, there's something that's generated inside of us. Amen? Why? Because it's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. Amen? Amen? So he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, he says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. I don't know about you, but I'm rich in the grace and the mercy and the favor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm a child of God. Every time I walk in the room and you walk in the room, the atmosphere changes because of who you are and who you serve. Amen? So we're looking at the proof. There's infallible proof. We look at the proof as in the person, Jesus Christ. But what I love also is the pleasure. The pleasure. The disciples were glad to see him. He is maybe glad, he is, Miss Barbara Judy, he is maybe glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Amen. You know, when we gather together, sometimes we just got to let some of that old stuff fall off of us so we can have some fun in the house of God. You know, there were some kids, you know, there were some children up here, and these children are playing, and some are turning in circles, and some are playing, and some are dancing, and some are running, and Jesus took a child and put before him and said, come to me as this child, because there's freedom with those children. Amen? There's freedom of heart with those children. And God wants us to just be us. He isn't going to try to make you look like me. Amen? He made one with me, and he said, thank goodness I don't have to make another one. And you know, there's only one of each and every one of us. God doesn't want us to be like anybody else, but he wants to be all of us we can be. Amen? And we got to let freedom come. Amen. So many times we got so stuck in the old ways that we won't allow God to move in our midst. Amen. God wants to move. One of the things he said to me is this. He's going to do it differently than we've ever witnessed before. Hello? I know one day there's going to be a time when you come into the house, nothing's going to be the same. Amen? Because God's going to show up. Amen? And when God shows up, everything else doesn't matter, right? Amen? Can anybody get happy in the house? Can everybody get happy in the house? Come on. Can we get happy? Amen? So for the pleasure, I was looking at that, and if you look with me John chapter 16, John 16. It's kind of interesting. I bet the disciples remembered what Jesus said when he appeared in that room when they were hiding from the Jews. Because it says in verse 22, Jesus had said unto them, And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Amen. If the joy of the Lord is our strength, we can't allow the things of this world to steal what God gives us inside. I got the joy down in my heart. And in other words, the things of this world can't steal it. Only if we allow it to. Only if we allow it to. And I love it. I love what Jesus says in John 16, 33. He says this. He says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Not maybe. You shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Our faith is, trust is no other than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. I get these songs that come coming in my heart. Amen. You know, those songs are coming to our hard life. Some of the songs I sang as a child, some of the old hymns I sang as a child, you know, they come back. And certain times when I'm praying and sometimes when I'm preaching, those songs are at a special place in my heart. Even when I rebelled against God, when I came back, that song was still in my heart. Amen. It was still in my life. Amen. That God's got a plan for each and every one of us, according to his will. So with this in mind, the Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, I'm talking about the pleasure, the joy of the Lord. It's a pleasure to serve the Lord. Amen? The Word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 8. Let's go back to verse number 7. We'll start there. He says that the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love. And whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen? So the Apostle Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. As we're allowing the Spirit of God to give us revelation and seeing. You know, it's kind of like this. When I take my glasses off, I do not have 20/20 vision. But when I put my glasses on, because of my bifocals, now I have 20/20 vision. My glasses are the glasses, according to the word, are my glasses of faith. Even though in my natural, sometimes it may look blurry and not very clear, when I put on my eyeglasses of faith, everything begins to clear and I can see it differently. And that's what the Lord is saying to you and I, according to his word. You know, as he is saying to you and I, he says, the apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 18, he says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And the prosperity that comes from the word is all of a sudden Jesus says to you and I, his children, in Matthew 13, verse number 16, he says this. He says, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Look at your neighbor and say, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, because they hear. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So by the word of God, I can see. Amen. That ought to be in a book somewhere. Hallelujah. Huh? 2 Corinthians 4, 18 was the last scripture, but I just went to Matthew 13, 16. 2 Corinthians 4, 18, while we look at the things, while we look not at the things which are seen. So if I take that, so let's go back to that scripture. Let's go back, while I look at the things, not at the things that are seen. What's in front of you right now? What obstacle are you facing? What adversary are you facing in your life? What's coming against you? What's coming against your family? What's coming against your health? What's coming against your well-being? While I look not on the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen, for the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. I've got to, by faith, I've got to see past them. And if I can't see past them, I can't get past them. Yeah. Hallelujah. God wants it behind you. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. So he tells you and I, let's not be conformed to this world, but let's be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is a good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. In other words, what we're saying today is we take what was witnessed in the 20/20 vision, John 20/20. In closing, we see today we have the proof. It's written in the Word of God. In closing, second time. It's written in the proof. The proof is in the person of Jesus Christ. The person of Jesus Christ, by allowing him to come into your hearts and lives, it becomes a pleasure. And as we follow this, then we step into the prosperity. I love what the beloved John writes in 3 John verse 2. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. God sent his word to prosper our souls today. Amen? That he cares about us so much that he hasn't left anybody out in the room. Because you know what? Somewhere along the line, God spoke to everybody somewhere. He might not have spoke to you in everything, but he spoke to you in somewhere, someplace, that it rang in your heart. Amen. In my heart there rings a melody. Precious harmony. The harmony that we have is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So we have the proof of the person. We have the pleasure. And the question that we would ask in closing to you today is, have you come to that place that you know for sure that you're going to heaven? If you don't, he is here. Maybe you're at that place where you're going through something and you need somebody to stand in agreement with you. We're here. You know, the Bible says if two will agree as touching anything, they ask it to be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. It's called the power of agreement. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you, Father God, for your word. I'm grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to every heart and every life of each and every one of us that have gathered here today. You know, your word declares that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down strongholds. So, Lord Jesus, if there's any here or someone that's facing something that they're not able to overcome, Father God, and they need help, Father God, we're here to stand in agreement with them. If you're here today and you need prayer, whether it's for physical, spiritual, emotional, financial, whatever the need is, would you just stand to your feet for a moment, please? Would you remain in prayer, keep your eyes closed and your heads bowed and extend your hands? And with those that are standing, please come and let us anoint you with oil, pray for you. Hallelujah. Extend your hands towards these folks. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord, I bind the spirit of confusion right now in Jesus' name. I command this confusion to leave her mind right now in the name of Jesus. She has the mind of Christ. So I bind the lies of the adversary that's brought confusion in and is trying to confuse her mind, Father God. I call it into order in Jesus' name. I speak Zoe life in this brain in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, Father God, her mind is healed in Jesus' name. She has the mind of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we send the word, Kathy's husband, right now in the name of Jesus. We send the word to Rick. Father God, he's called, he's anointed. Father God, I pray right now. I bind every weapon the enemy's formed against him, and we celebrate his return in Jesus' name. Yes. We celebrate the fullness of the anointing flowing in and through him, Father God, yes, in Jesus' name. We declare his mind strengthened in your power and might, Father God. We speak to his body. We call it to come in line, Father God. We call his pancreas in order in Jesus' yes, name. Yes. We call his heart in order in Jesus' name, Lord. Father God. We call his organs to align with you in Jesus' name. So we declare it, we proclaim it in Jesus' name. And we give you glory for it, Father God. That he's marvelously, wonderfully made in your image. And the calling of God is irrevocable. It changes not. So, Father, we thank you, Father God, for Rick. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be with Kathy, Father God. Strengthen her, Father God. In your power and your might, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the call, Father God. Thank you for the anointing, Father God. The anointing to destroy yokes, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you're our burden bearer, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. How sweet.
Thank you, Jesus.